Welcome to Meet Me in the Cloud, a guide to Zoom meetings from a blindness perspective. My name's Jonathan Mosen, and in this audiobook, I'll be helping you to make the most of Zoom. It's a powerful cross-platform audio and video communications tool, and its developers continue to demonstrate a strong commitment to accessibility. Its basic offering is completely free, and you can substantially upgrade its capabilities for a monthly charge that's incredibly reasonable given all that it does. This audiobook is for you, whether you want to create compelling and effective online meetings, use the high-quality, low-latency audio capabilities of Zoom for one-on-one conversations, hold global audio telephone conferences, or integrate it into recording top-quality podcasts. In this audiobook, I'll be using JAWS for Windows, the world's most popular screen reader for the majority of the time. When I discuss Zoom's mobile offerings, I'll be using an iPhone, running VoiceOver, which is the screen reader built into all iOS products. But the user interface of Zoom adheres to accessibility standards, so if you use a different operating system or screen reader, you should still be able to glean much from my demonstrations and descriptions. Note that since the Zoom website and its clients are under regular development, it may be that not all of the features are exactly as I describe them by the time you hear this tutorial. But hopefully you'll be able to get enough information to proceed. I first became aware of Zoom while I was taking a course via long distance learning at Stanford early in 2015. And when I learned that I'd have to attend online lectures via a meeting platform, my heart sank. So many of these solutions are tricky or even impossible to use with a screen reader. I was thrilled to discover then that, while not perfect at the time, Zoom was the most accessible mainstream platform of its kind that I'd come across. I've watched it closely since then, and I've been delighted by increasing accessibility over the last couple of years. Chances are you may have run across Zoom as well, because by mid-2017, Zoom was being used by over 550,000 businesses, which includes 50% of Fortune 50 companies. Also, it's used in 5,900 schools. But it's important to understand the platform's limitations from an accessibility perspective. As I'll demonstrate later, it is possible for a blind person to run great-looking presentations. If you're presenting to a sighted audience, the ability to run this kind of presentation could make the difference between being able to perform the tasks expected of you in your job and not being able to do the job at all. But like most platforms of this kind, Zoom shows what's on your screen to other meeting participants by sending a video stream of your screen using industry standards such as 8.264. If being able to push presentation notes accessibly to blind people is critical for your use case, then you should investigate another option, like TC conferencing, which has been designed specifically to serve the blind community. That said, accessible presentation slides could be uploaded elsewhere and a link provided in the meeting's chat window, and there are numerous advantages of going with Zoom. So let's dive in.